Chapter 4, The Slowest Emergency Ever. There are many kinds of emergency. This one was unusually gentle. The pink puffer floated over the orchard at the speed of a thoughtful sandwich. Nothing exploded, nothing crashed, nothing even moved particularly fast. And yet it was still definitely an emergency. The basket drifted toward the top branches. Mama ducked under a low limb. Papa caught a falling apple and put it in his pocket out of habit. Nutty pulled the burner lever and tried to rise higher. The balloon rose a little. Then the breeze changed its mind and nudged them toward the pumpkin patch instead. Below, the entire town had become a rescue parade. Tony ran with a ladder. Mrs. Hedgehog brought rope. Mayor Buttersworth carried a megaphone he never really needed. Grandma drove the farm wagon at a speed nobody had known she considered reasonable.
"Stay calm!" shouted the mayor through the megaphone.
The megaphone squealed so loudly that the balloon basket itself looked offended. Nutty examined the ropes and frowned. "I can lower the heat, but then we might descend into the pumpkins."
Papa peered over the side.
"They do look soft."
"That is not the standard," said Mama.
Grandma finally pulled up beneath them in the wagon. She stood on the seat and looked up.
"Throw down the sandbags, one at a time, not the snack shelf."
Papa hugged the snack shelf protectively. They tossed one sandbag, then another. The balloon shifted. Slowly, very slowly, the basket drifted toward the wagon. Tony and Mrs. Hedgehog grabbed the hanging rope. Grandma braced her boots. The whole contraption lowered a little, then a little more, then gently enough for Mama to hop out onto the wagon seat with a cheer. Papa followed with the crackers. Nutty came last, still clutching the steering lines in case dignity could somehow be improved at the final second. It could not. The basket settled sideways into a hay pile. The crowd cheered anyway.